Earlier in the year, I had this idea of making my own merch, because I was asked to do vocals for this song.
The extras, the anime.
Extras for Guilty Gear Strive. And Extras is an original theme song for a character that they're introducing named Elfelt. And so the song people really like, because I wasn't just screaming on it, I was actually singing.
Well, and you do both, yeah.
Yeah, I do both. I'm the only vocalist in the song. And a really cool thing about the song too is my good friend Jameson was directing it and like producing it. Like he was there for 100% of it, making sure that I was sounding fucking 100%. Like he was like, I need this with more like that, like or I need you to do a little bit more breathy here. I need you to go a little more delicate here. And obviously, like the screaming parts, I didn't need any direction for. Like I was just, I was able to do that very, very quickly. The singing took a lot.
That's your forte. But the singing is so good. How, if you had to describe that direction, what direction you went with the singing part, what would it be?
Well, it's what they wanted.
Yes, of course, it's what they wanted, but like, I have my own interpretation of how it sounds.
How does it sound?
Crisp and happy. And then it's like the darkness and then the crisp and happy. Like so pretty.
Like that's what they wanted. They wanted like a pretty sound, like, which I'm like, okay, because I can sing. But I use vocal compression. So like it's more like rock. Centric singing, you know, like belting or like raspiness and shit like that, or so it was a challenge, but I was like really happy for it, because it's the first opportunity I've had for something that big with the coolest fans. Like these are the nicest people. So the whole reason I started making shirts is because this song like got wildly popular as soon as it came out. It was like came out right before my mom's birthday in early December, and it got like a million streams within the first few weeks. And
best feeling.
And people were like, autograph, merch, blah blah blah. So I was like, okay, so I did a pre-order thing for these shirts, and it's like 3 months later I finally got to making them, just like in this last week with Maxwell. So that's why I was at the warehouse.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah, you have one.
It's great.
And that's a really cool. There's like people I don't even know who like received these shirts last week amongst like my dear friends who've supported me too. Like a lot of these orders that came in, I'm like, oh, like I'm seeing it's like friends and stuff. I'm like, you guys are so sweet.
Well, you're very good to your friends. So it all makes sense to me.
Oh, you need help? No, it wasn't even your turn. I'm never taking turns. Whatever. I only know as much about hybrid and electric cars as anyone else does, but I have looked into getting hybrid and fully electric vehicles because, I don't know, I live in Southern California and I'm tired of gas being like whatever someone wants it to be. Like, okay, so one day it's $6 a gallon, and then one day it'll be $4.99 and we'll all be like, oh, praise. Like, oh gosh, when, to what end? Okay. So tell me why I should get a Chevy over a Tesla. I already have an argument for that, because I don't want a Tesla because I hate Elon Musk. And also there's things I know about Tesla that make me very uneasy, like the fact that they reverse engineered it and were like, well, this is the most
shitty car on the face of the planet. However, it's the most technologically advanced car on the face. I don't give a shit, okay? The price of a Tesla is the same thing as a souped up Chevy Bolt EUV. To make that thing drivable so it's not a shoe with a fucking battery, it's the same price as a Tesla. And a Tesla is like infinitely more comfortable. Also, Toyota hybrids, like, we all know that Toyotas are so reliable. Toyotas are, everybody, get a Toyota, it'll last you forever. Okay, cool. Well, I'd like to be in a car where the dashboard isn't 10 feet from my frickin' face that shows me a diagram about how the energy powers through the cylindrical of the whatever, and then when you come to a stop, it charges. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Whatever. I got another Subaru, and it's an RS, which apparently stands for Rally Sport. My mom said it stands for really special. Honestly, really special, that suits it. It's a really special car. It's got these black rims. It's freaking nice. I mean, I used to laugh that the last Subaru I had, oh, it was a Sport. No, this is the sports car.
Stepping in. She's perfect. She's 100.
So, you are?
Talk to the camera, right? She's no, so pretty, talk I can't.
To,
okay.
You can talk to me.
Okay. Well, my name's Adriana, as you know. Uh-huh. I go by Adi. I'm an artist. I do a lot of things.
You did my makeup today.
She did your makeup.
She did my makeup.
She doesn't need anything. Hardest challenge ever. So I've done makeup for like 20 years, do makeup in here for TV, tooth gems, make music sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part about today?
Like, truly waking up next to you, hiking with you. I don't know what to say.
We saw some cool dive bombing action with that supposed Cooper's hawk and those two pissed crows.
We suspect Cooper's hawk.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful.
Adriana's a bird gal. I like birds, and it's cool because she knows a lot about birds too, probably more than I do.
That's not true. Well,
probably more than
she
I
She picked me wild milk thistle. That was pretty rad.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It was, for those who don't know, it's a very spiky, very very, very ouchy plant.
Yeah. It looks like something out of Final Fantasy. It's like, or like another planet. It's like purple. It's like a purple blossom. And yeah, there's very ouchy, thorny. It's like a blossom, but like a trap.
Yeah, and even the leaves are really spiky, which I didn't realize, yeah.
But you know what's cool is like, what I was thinking is like, I wonder if it's called milk thistle because it looks like ivy with like milky veins in it.
Oh, must be.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the white, yeah.
Because like, why else would it be called milk thistle, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. True.
I don't know.
But it was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was a pretty day. And it's Easter, so like, the gym was closed, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. It's Planet Fitness, so.
What to expect?
I don't know what I'm supposed to expect.
Yeah.
I'm let down.
I know.
Constantly.
But it'll be even more special when we do make it. It's your love, so I'm
gonna be my auntie. Very good. What kind of music do you make?
Well, typically when I'm by myself and I'm not working with producers, it's very strange, glitchy electronic stuff because I don't really know how to produce that well. So it's going to be experimental.
Glitchy,
it's going to be weird.
Glitchy electronic stuff?
Yeah. So I work a lot with my voice. So on Ableton, there's an effect called beat repeat. Between beat repeat and ping pong, you create a beat with your voice. So I typically will make my music based off of that.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds very interesting.
That's interesting. I'm an interesting gal.
You're an interesting gal.
You've just scratched the surface, my dear.
planning, like when I'm going to go to the gym, when I'm going to get all this business stuff done. And in the meanwhile, making my rounds with all my friends, getting to spend time with people I haven't seen in weeks, haven't really been able to catch up with adequately, and spending time with everybody that I care about, and really filling my cup back up, which, I mean, it seems like, I mean, how can you possibly do that? When are you able to relax? When are you able to fill your cup back up? But people fill their cups back up in different ways. And for me, that's working out, spending time with my cats, getting to see my mom, getting to go to shows with my friends, see friends that are on the road, spending time with my girlfriend, Adriana, who I've been talking to now for it's been about like 2 months at this point, and how exciting that is, and just seeing myself from this perspective now and how much I've grown. This idea of holding on, right? Just sometimes in life, we're flying by the seat of our pants and we don't know exactly what we're holding on for. But if you just hold on, you will get to a point where you don't even think to stop and smell the roses, but you're leaning over and you're getting all of the sweet scent anyway. And you're watching all the caterpillars in your patio transform into butterflies and getting visited by them every day. They fly in circles around you. And I feel so fortunate.